This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's a Kevin Jackson Show. Tick-tock. I don't have to tell you what that is, right? That's a clock. That clock is ticking on every single one of us. And that's been the theme of the show today. The fact that the clock is ticking. Every day we wake up, we fight a battle. And we can waste our time or we can spend our time on things that we want to do. In pursuit of something bigger, something better. And right now, we're wasting time. And the reason why we're wasting time is we don't nip things in the bud. I've complained about this with the Republican Party for the better part of a decade, saying, why do you guys not go to the source of the issue? People are lying about the Republican Party and what it has done in the history of this country. Democrats have usurped what the Republican Party did in freeing blacks and have taken it over and carry the mantle of being the party of freedom for black people, when it's quite the opposite. Not only did Democrats enslave blacks back in the middle 1800s and prior, they continue to. And the way they do it today is much more ruthless and much more sinister because it's buried in all of their legislation and the things that they do. They pretend to help. And it's a shame that we allow it to happen, because if we didn't, we would be so much better off as human beings and citizens of the United States, because we wouldn't be fighting this daily scourge of moronism. Is that the word I want to use? I mean, we fight lunatics every single day over nonsensical issues. It floors me what we end up talking about. I want to talk about a message from Kathy, a lady that met me at an anniversary party in Herman, Missouri. And she listens to me on another show that I'm a guest on every week. And she writes, this is my gripe for blacks. Where is the outrage by the black community for the depiction of blacks as violent, ignorant, immoral, father-denying males, immoral, stupid, slovenly, crude females, on all of these talk shows and judge shows? Why is Black Lives Matter, the NAACP, and others who want to discuss race all the time not in a rage about that? And she's exactly right. Go look at one of these talk shows and you see the craziest. The reason why, when people talk about a dude having 12, you know, kids by 7 different women, and they're talking about Ray Ray, is because that's what's depicted. That same thing happens in the white community, not to maybe to the extent of blacks, but we talk about it in the black community because we see these crazy women who go on TV and it's, you are not the father, you are not the father. They'll bring 6 guys in to determine paternity over one child. Or they'll have 3 children and it turns out that the dude is not the father of any of them. I mean, these are the shows we have. So, Kathy, you nailed it. You know, and this is the outrage that I discuss all the time. These are the things that drive me crazy in the black community, because I don't want my kids thought of that way. By the way, they're nowhere close. And to be honest with you, I don't think about what is happening in the black community in the sense of, well, Kevin, you know, if you get pulled over by a cop, you know, you're going to have the same thing. I get it. And so I comply, I behave, I show decorum, I show respect for the police. And that's my small way of helping. Because in the big scheme of things, what am I, one guy, going to do to change that other than what I'm already doing? So I can do no more. I can only do what I'm doing here to make people understand that I don't think that way, and then I live it. I live my behavior. I live, practice what I preach, I guess would be the best way to put it. So what's wrong, you know, with the world when we can't get other people to understand that, you know, actions speak louder than words? Remember I was telling you guys, we did a show on truisms. Actions speak louder than words. And so I get up every morning. And let me tell you, my biggest frustration in life is I want to enjoy it. Now, the only way I've been able to enjoy life, I mean, I'm not talking about, you know, what, you know, kids and you know, family and things like this. I'm talking about outside of that. How do you explore your inner you? What do you want to do? I mean, unless you like living vicariously through the National Geographic Channel or something, don't you want to go live life instead of watching it? I know I do. So if the idea for me is to go and you know, hike the Himalayas, then I don't want to watch it. I want to go do it. But you can't do it if you're spending all your time trying to save humanity. Now, I'm not trying to put it all on my shoulders. I mean, there are many others fighting the good fight. But we've got to fit. What I'm trying to get you guys to understand is that when we collectively pool our resources, do the Vulcan mind meld, and we all put our information, you know, our stuff together, we become strong enough to where we can push back the scourge of leftism, progressivism, to the point where life can continue in a normal fashion. I don't want to spend the next whatever number of years the good Lord's giving me to wake up every day fighting nonsense, going against the grain of, I'm happy to go against the grain of these idiots, but I'm saying I want to flow with something that makes sense. I want to flow with a nation that understands that the wealth should be in the hands of its populace, not in the hands of bureaucrats, not in the hands of a very powerful few who are trying to pull the levers of things and have no concern for fellow men. Look, if you go out and you earn your wealth and you decide you're going to go out, you know, you're going to have businesses and help people with charities and with your charitable efforts and things like that, congratulations. But if you're a George Soros who is just manipulating world governments, I don't understand you. It drives me crazy. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about today. Obamacare's in the news. And they've shifted the subject away from the important things over the weekend. And, you know, John Conyers, Hillary Clinton's tie to the Russians, Obama's complicit nature with them, the DNC, Podesta, and a host of other things. They aren't talking about this amazing economy and things like this because they're wanting to shift the subject away. They want us talking about petty issues like Piegate for Sarah Sanders. I'm not discussing Piegate.
Did she really make the pie? Was she trying to poison it?
Well, I don't even know what this subject was about. I just thought, this is crazy. There are too many other things we need to be talking about, and we will.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Interested in trading as a way to generate extra monthly income? Listen up. Before you sign up for some garbage program or awkward in-person seminar, you really need to hear about the online trader program that everyone's talking about. This is the program that allows you to get your account funded with someone else's money. That's right. Apiary Fund will gladly put up to $100,000 of their money into your trading account. And the best part? You get to keep 85% of the profits without putting in a dime of your own money. Apiary Fund and this program are growing like crazy. If you're looking for a way to generate extra income every month and finally learn how to win trades like the pros, just call 800-342-2968. Leave your email address on our voicemail, and we will send you all the exciting details of how to trade Apiary Fund's money and not your own. Call 800-342-2968. And again, just leave your email on our voicemail to get your free report on how you can trade someone else's money. Call 800-342-2968. That's 800-342-2968.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com. My book is Race Pimping. Get it at RacePimping.com. And if you want to have the show anytime you want, KJRadio.com. So I mentioned a depiction of blacks from a message I got from Kathy. It says, ask the question, where is the outrage of the black community by the depiction of blacks as violent, ignorant, immoral, father-denying males and women as immoral, stupid, slovenly, crude females on all the talk shows and the, quote, judge shows? And I would turn that back on to Kathy and say, Kathy, aren't you outraged at the depiction of whites? And she might say to me, well, Kevin, how are whites depicted? And I go, well, you know, they certainly don't. I mean, there's some of that on the shows and things like that. She mentioned, by the way, MC Hammer coming out from the fireplace to do a commercial. And it's an interesting way to look at MC Hammer is that, you know, that's a very bad depiction of him. But he's Hammer Time, and the commercial is don't hammer the nail into the mantle. You know, use this this 3M product or whatever. I've used them in my house, not because MC Hammer's there, but because I'm renting a place, and I don't want to put the nail holes in the wall that I got to fix later. But I understand the correlation between Hammer Time and that, so I don't like... You know, to me, that wasn't the right one. But the lady who does the Popeyes commercial, that might be one. Ooh, love me some Popeyes.
I just found out or just realized that I love Popeye's chicken. Not because I'm black, but because of the new spokesperson, that chick make you just want to eat chicken all day. You know what I'm talking about? Why when you sell chicken and you always got to change your voice in the commercial? It's always like, girl, you gonna love my chicken. With 11 herbs and spice at a low price of $4.99, you gonna love my chicken, girl. And I know she didn't audition with that voice. She probably, like, went to a nice acting school. She tried to read it her way. It was like, read this Popeye's commercial. She was like, girl, you're going to love my chicken. With 11 herbs and spices at a low price of $4.99, you're really going to love my chicken, girl. They was like, we ain't going to sell no chicken with that voice. You got one more chance. Girl, you're going to love my chicken.
Welcome back. So, you know, we as comedians, you depict this stuff. You see, you observe these things, and you make note of it, and you make fun of it. And that's why I love comedy, because you can find these things that don't make sense, you know, and you say, okay, I'm going to make some fun of this. But I want to go back to what I was saying to Kathy and others, whites. You know, how are whites depicted? Yes, we don't do chicken commercials. People don't do chicken commercials for white folks like that. And so I think people understand that. But there's still a depiction of white people that's going on right now, and people just dismiss it. It's like, you know, okay, you're depicted as money hungry. Step over anybody to get ahead, especially minorities, and I could go on. Is this a true depiction of whites? Let me ask Kathy the question this way, and I'm not picking on her, because she was right to ask, Kevin, where's the outrage of blacks? But I would say, where's the outrage of white folks? I'm not here to try to sound like, what's the black dude that Dave Chappelle did? I forget his name, but I'm not here to be the spokesperson for white people, but you people are being beat up, beat down, completely discriminated against, and all of it for the sake of trying, you know, some leftist that wants to feel like they're helping black people by beating up on white folks. And I'm going, where's y'all's outrage? Where's the outrage where people talk about white privilege and white this or white that? The average person, white person that I know, is not a person of privilege. Unless, and I've jokingly said in a tongue-in-cheek way, unless whole families are privileged. You know, because that's the one thing where white folks certainly have it over black people, is having a daddy in the home. But outside of the things that let's face it, black people can control you. What, black women can find the right men and have men in their families, have fathers in their children's lives. They choose not to do it. How's that a white person's problem? And by the way, if it is a white person's problem, let me tell you whose white problem it is. It's a white enabling progressive leftist Democrats who've done that. So if you want to blame somebody, don't blame Reagan. Don't blame Trump. Don't blame you and me. But I am asking this question of whites, because Tucker Carlson noted something that's in the Chinese community, if you will. And the Chinese get it. See, they're observational people. They're not stupid. And there's this thing called baizo that they say in Mandarin, and it's essentially white left. And I want to play this clip and let Tucker explain baizo, and maybe this will help Kathy answer this question for herself.
Well, the Chinese have a new insult you often see in online political arguments between Mandarin speakers. The word is baizo. Its literal translation is white left, according to political scientist Chen Zhang, who wrote about the term in a recent Open Democracy piece. Members of the white left are, in the view of the Chinese, quote, biased, elitist, ignorant of social reality, and constantly applying double standards. They only care about topics like immigration, minorities, LGBT, and the environment, and have, quote, no sense of real problems in the real world. They're people obsessed with political correctness to the extent they, quote, tolerate backward Islamic values for the sake of multiculturalism. And on top of that, they say. The white left, quote, pity the rest of the world and think they are saviors. Sounds like the Chinese are watching pretty carefully. The term first became popular 2 years ago to describe Angela Merkel and her decision to welcome more than a million third world immigrants to Europe. Chinese students and job seekers complained they had to work very hard to stay in Europe, while unskilled migrants could simply show up, claim asylum, and get welfare. Chinese immigrants to the U.S., meanwhile, see themselves penalized by affirmative action and wonder why they're paying the price for historic wrongs that other people committed, which is not a crazy question, by the way. One Chinese internet user described the white left as, quote, a spiritual epidemic that will destroy the West and destroy China, too, if it were foolish enough to follow their lead. As Donald Trump once noted to the Chinese, they're laughing at us. He may have been more right than he knew.
There you have it, folks. So, Baizhou, white left, the Chinese, very observational people, all the styles of kung fu that they study by looking at the praying mantis and the tiger and the monkey, drunk monkey, etc. And so they are observing what's happening in the West, what's happening all over Europe. And they're saying to themselves, that's idiotic. They know it. It goes against human nature. It's sad when communists are able to look at your culture and go, you are, they even realize you're headed in the wrong direction. Why? Because they get it. They understand where they are. The Chinese government understands that unless it embraces some mixture that involves the capitalist system, they can't survive. That's why there's a thriving, a growing Chinese middle class. I live there. So for those of you who think I'm just speaking out of, you know, turn, I've lived there. There's a growing middle class that can get bigger if they embrace our cultural ideals and not leftism.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On this Memorial Day, President Trump laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. The president also delivered remarks from Arlington National Cemetery, where he honored one specific hero.
America's legacy of service is exemplified by a World War II veteran who joins us today. Senator Bob Dole. Earlier this year, I was fortunate to present a very special award to Bob, the Congressional Gold Medal. Bob, thank you for honoring us with your presence, and thank you for your lifetime of service to our nation. Today we remember your fallen comrades who never returned home from that great struggle for freedom.
One person is still missing and people are cleaning up after the damage caused by a flood in Ellicott City, Maryland. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. So I saw this article, and it was British Airways. People are upset about you get to board based on your ticket price. Yeah. So if you're first class and you've paid, you know, $2,000 for a ticket or something, you board the plane first. They put you up front. They start giving you, you know, mimosas or whatever. And you are taken care of. Then they go to the next group. You pay $1,200. Maybe you're in business class. They give you a, you know, some sort of cocktail and some chips or whatever. And then they, you know, keep going. And you kind of see who ends up on the plane, you know, who paid the least amount of money. Which, by the way, I think is a feather in your cap. Not to go all Rosa Parks on you. You know, like, okay, you're too cheap. So you got to sit at the back of the plane, but effectively, aren't they saying you're sitting at the back of the plane? Here's what the article says. Passengers will soon be boarding British Airways planes according to how much they paid for their flights. From next month, those who paid the lowest fares will have to wait at the departure gate and board after everyone else. Now, that being said, they don't all necessarily have to sit at the back of the plane, right? Because you could have said, I'm boarding with a cheap ticket and I'd like my seat to be here. Some places outside of Southwest, you can pick your seat. Now, I presume that if you paid more, you're going to want to get, you know, sit up front. Now, what's funny is this opens a bit of a can of worms, but I think it's a good and interesting idea. But it does open a bit of a can of worms because let's say you paid $2,000 for a ticket and then they're loading up people in first class. And there you are in seat 14B. So you got a window seat back with the sodomites. You might be a little bit upset that you got ripped off. I'm just saying. Because now you get to know where people are. You're going to get on the plane first and go, wait, what? I mean, I'm hitting my flight attendant button. Going, whoa, hold on a minute. Excuse me, ma'am, miss. Why am I back here and all those people are up there? When we all obviously pay the same amount of money. So there's a potential. Right? Or you could just be happy, I got a seat. I don't care. I make that kind of coin. So why do I need to care about where my seat is? What are they going to do? They're going to give me a little drink up there and some chips, a little wider seat, maybe a TV, I don't know, foot rub, a happy ending? You want a happy ending? Who knows? But the point is, everybody will know. So that's a bad thing. But what if you're in the second group? And you end up sitting right up near the first, you know, two people that got in there. So you're like, yeah. So I didn't pay as much, but I'm still sitting right next to somebody that did. Yeah. So you feel all vindicated, which was a good thing, right? That's some positive that came out of it. Isn't it a matter of perspective? That's our theme word of the day is perspective. You know, what are you looking for? It said the carrier will introduce a group boarding system on all its flights from December the 12th. When passengers check in, they will be assigned a group number between 1 and 5, which will be printed on the boarding pass. And it's, like I said, strictly based on your the price of your ticket. I don't know whether it's a percentage or they take all the tickets and go, okay, here's group 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And it doesn't give you an amount. You know, obviously, you don't know what anybody paid. You just know, I'm in the first group. I'm in the first group. I'm in the first group. Nah, 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 nah. But if you're in group 5, think about this. If you're in group 5 and you end up sitting next to somebody, in theory, group 1, because you know you're going to, excuse me, sir, I just am curious, but which group are you in? I was in group 1, of course. Oh, then I'm very privileged to sit next to you. And you fist bump and the flight takes off. What? You know? But see, what if everything were done by price? What if you were cruising down the road and you're speeding, you're going 80 and the cop stops you and he says, ah, you know, I stopped you, Mr. Jackson, because you were speeding, but I see you're driving a Lexus. So, you get a free pass. You're paying more in taxes on that car because you probably pay a luxury tax. So he says, you know, be along, but be careful. You know, something like that. Or, you know, what if you're driving a gas guzzler? And he stops you. You got a big old Hummer. And he's like, excuse me, Mr. Jackson, but I stopped you because you're driving a big, you know, you're speeding. And I go, yes, I was, sir. And he goes, but because you drive this very inefficient car and you pay a lot more in taxes because you eat a lot more in gasoline, I'm going to let you go. I mean, what if that were the case? You think about it. These loyalty programs, I'm just trying to stir the pot up here a little bit and get you thinking the way leftists should be thinking about what's going on here. You have a loyalty. They call these loyalty programs when you sign up for this different app. And after 10 times you've eaten somewhere, you get a free meal, or you 10 times you wash your car here, you get a free car wash, or whatever it may be. So isn't that program inherently biased towards poor people? Because I can't eat at the place as long, you know, as often as you. So that means I don't get to take advantage of the loyalty program and get my free thing as quickly as you do. Now, I get the economics of it. You know, you've paid for that free thing. There's a snow cone place that I took my son to, and it costs, I want to say it's like $5 for a snow cone. Now, you know what a snow cone is. It's just crushed ice. Now, this is really good crushed ice, but, you know, because it's all real smooth. But you know, they scrape it in there, and they put a little bit of juice. So the ice is technically free. I mean, it's practically free, right? There's a machine there, but I figure you're writing that off. And the juice, the amount of juice that goes into a snow cone, if it's 15 cents, I'd be shocked. But let's say it's 50 cents for the sake of discussion. So they charge $5 for these snow cones. And I know it's not 50 cents, but let's say it's $5. So it's exponentially more. So after I buy, what, $50 in snow cones, they give me one back. Now, technically, my $50 in snow cones is only $5. So they make, I pay $50 to get $5 back. So you get what I'm saying? $45 profit, and they've given me back the cost of the thing. So I'm in effect financing their business, which, I mean, that's what loyalty programs are all about. So I get it, but what if I'm poor? I can only go there once. Maybe it takes me 7 years to get my freebie. Or maybe I never get it. Because I just get to that magic number 9. I can't get past the threshold. What if everything were done based on price? The way British Airways. That's all I'm asking. What if they were done on price? How would life work? What would the left say if rich people got preferential? Hold on. Shh, don't tell anybody. Rich people do get preferential treatment. You want to know how? Because They live in better places. If you're rich, let's say you're Donald Trump, President Trump now, and you walk into a restaurant. But before he was president, Donald Trump walked into a restaurant. Do you think they don't give him a preferential table and preferential treatment? And the person comes over and gives him a bottle of wine or whatever it may be? I mean, come on. You know it. See, the good thing about there is an incentive in this program. Pay a higher price for your ticket. If it means for you getting on the plane the first, is that a big deal? Then do it. Now, Southwest Airlines, they have a unique approach. You don't know what anybody paid. And the only thing that can get you preferential treatment is if you fly a lot, which means you've paid a lot. So you become a preferred. You get preferred status. So you're in the top 30 group no matter what. And if you fly business select, then you're in the top 15. So you've paid more for your ticket, and they say you get on first. But you could be top flyer business select because you've flown a bunch of cheap flights. But if you fly enough of them, they figure they've made enough money, you could be the first guy on the plane every time. But you don't know what anybody paid. It isn't based on that. It's based on when you check in. And in the seat you grab, there are no first class seats. The closest to first class is that row, the ones by the exits. There's one that's got a lot more leg room, and maybe even the seat goes back. But that's as close as you get to preferential treatment on that particular airline. That airline changed its policies too. You need to be aware. If you got one of those want-to-get-away tickets and you don't cancel your flight now, you lose your ticket. I didn't know that. I found that out the hard way. We were able to get the ticket back, but it was a really weird way to do it. So be aware of that. Anyway, I think everything maybe should be done by price. That would just give us incentive to work harder and do more. Way to go, British Airways. I don't know if people are going to have the same reaction as I do, but I like incentive. I want to get on that plane first.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. This is a funny story. Oh, it's a funny story. So the Chinese have gotten themselves into a pickle. See, these patriarchal societies have put an emphasis on one sex versus the other versus letting nature take its course. Find themselves, you know, sort of on the losing end of things. God has a way of figuring things out. I'll put it to you another way, too. All these Muslims that are just breeding like cats, or like rabbits, I should say. Believe me, nature will fix things. I've seen all these stories where these guys are really deformed and crazy looking because of inbreeding and things like this. I don't know what's going to happen, but nature has a way of going, okay, you shouldn't have been doing what I told you not to do, but bam! And next thing you know, a billion people die out for some strange reason. And it doesn't impact somebody else because, you know, they've got stronger gene pools or whatever. Who knows? But that's what you start to see. Anyway, this is a funny story. So around mid-November, Human Rights Watch did a report on China's gay conversion problem, is what they're calling it. Powerful firsthand accounts expose how state-owned hospitals are using electric shock machines and medication to convert gays to some form of normalcy. And the practice is an open secret in China, where a majority of gays are forced by their families in the hospitals because the culture labels it as a, quote, curable disease. Those Chinese, the Chinese just don't care. They kick out Muslims. They actually arrest black people. And now they think they call gay a curable disease. I'm not making one thing one way or the other. I don't know. I've never been gay. I have no gay. There's not any gay tendencies. Somebody asked me a question. Kevin, if it was you and your bro on an island and it was only you two, would you eventually be gay? No. He would have nobody. He might be gay, but he wouldn't be my gay partner. You know, this just isn't going to happen. I have no interest in a dude, period. I don't care. Kevin, you're going to live the next 1,000 years and he's going to be your only partner. Well, then we bros. What's up? You know? We'll make football. We will weave footballs together. If that makes me gay, I will weave the center string of a football with my buddy, you know, with my buddy. But that's it. I got no interest in him. Sorry. I know that offends some people's. I don't know why that would offend somebody's sensibilities. And I go, no, make it 1,000,000 years. Okay. If that makes you feel better. No. Anyway, they say the World Psychiatric Association has come out denouncing the practice as unethical, unscientific, and harmful. Now, they're saying that the practices that they use to get gay people right, normal, the conversion process, is more diabolical than anything we've ever done at Gitmo. And they said, this article says that the Chinese knew the world would figure out about their inhumane treatments to literally shock the gay out of you. Surprise! Dang it, man, I'm no longer gay. Back in 2015, but it says the government approved the research team at Zhejiang University in Honghu to study the effects of spraying oxytocin up the noses of homosexual men to see how it affects their sexual orientation. Now, oxytocin is best known for its roles in the female reproductive system. Scientists have been investigating it, including behaviors around orgasms, social recognition, bonding, and maternal behaviors. The article says it's known as the love hormone or the cuddle hormone because levels of oxytocin are increased during hugs and sexual activity. So they say the connection is not well understood, which is why they wanted to study the effects, and they'd spray this natural hormone up gay men's noses. Well, I'm glad they chose their noses. That's a good thing. So Darius Longarino, a senior fellow at the Yale Law School, he said that the 2-year study was in its final stages and would be out at the end of December. Researchers then conducted a blind study with 20 test subjects who were divided into groups. One group had oxytocin sprayed up their nose, while the others used the placebo saline solution. The study began in October 2015 after being approved by an ethics committee and is set up to end at the end of the year. Now, they're being measured on a Kinsey scale, the Klein scale, through gender cognitive tests and functional magnetic resonance imaging of the brain by testing their blood pressure. So the deputy director of the Department of Psychology at the university said he's going to be in charge of the study. Now, I'm personally very curious to see what happens. Can you spray something up somebody's nose? It'll make them, oh, hey, you know. But here's what got them into trouble. When they were starting the trial, they posted it as a Chinese clinical trial registry. And in the space form target disease, somebody wrote male homosexual. And that's what caught the ire, you know, the eye and the ire of the LGBT community. So they've since defined it as a basic study because they're not trying to cure the disease. They're wanting to just study, you know, what happens if we spray oxytocin up your nose? Does it make you want to, I don't know, go meet a dude, you know, at a bathhouse? So That's where they're at. Now, here's what's interesting. Back in 2015, researchers at Universidad Veracruzana in Mexico found that they were able to induce a conditioned homosexual preference in male rats by giving them oxytocin and the psychoactive drug, and I don't know if I'm going to say this right, but Quinperol. And so they at least believe that the chemical, you know, by mixing these chemicals, they can in effect turn you out. Yeah. And they said, it seems like a likely group of men had a better time these last few years than the other group, because they found that taking oxytocin before lovemaking for a much more intense, you know, session, if you will, particularly for men. Now, I don't know what the outcome of this thing is going to be, but the funny thing to me is that they call this a disease in China. I'm not saying that it is. And I think the other thing is this. Why shouldn't gay people be studied? They studied blacks. What was it? The Tuskegee experiment was where they gave blacks syphilis, untreated syphilis, just to see the impact of it on the body. I mean, can you imagine? You go in, and they say, well, the government wants to do something on you. And so, okay, fine. So you go in, they give you a shot, and they introduce syphilis to your body. You know, I mean, it's a dreaded disease. I mean, guys, it eats away. When I was in military school, they show you every type of, you know, thing that you can get, and that's not the one you want. I mean, you don't want any of them, but that's not the one. And so they treat these guys, and you end up going senile. And so I'm not saying that people should be experimenting on for bad things, but I'm saying, what's the harm in experimenting on gay men? I'm saying looking at what might drive the behavior. If they said, Kevin, we want to study what drives the behavior of heterosexual men. Don't say there was a Freudian slip either. I would go, okay, fine. How much does it pay? Because I'll let you study me. I'm not going to take any pills or anything, but if you go, hey, we just want to study what makes your brain float. Okay, hook me up. You know, where do white women at? No, I'm kidding. I was just using a Blazing Saddles reference to make some liberals go crazy. But what's the big deal? What if you found out there's a theory, and I think it's if your index finger, and I may get this wrong, if your index finger is lower than the line on your middle finger, then that's how women's fingers, that's how a woman's hand is, a woman's hand, if I'm not mistaken. Or maybe, I think that's right. If the index finger is lower than the line or equal to the line, men's finger is always above that line. And I don't remember, but it's something like that. You can look at a hand, they can put it on a table, and you can go woman or man from that one thing. And I looked at it. I would go places and I would look at people's hands and I'd go, I'll be doggone, look at that woman's hands just like that. And there was a couple times there was an exception and I was like, you're a man, baby. You know, I don't know whether the lady didn't look as effeminate as I thought she would. But I'm telling you, when women's hand was above whatever the line was, they weren't effeminate. They were kind of, you know, mannish. So anyway, there you have it. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed it. We got to end it there today, folks. I will be back again tomorrow.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.